Good morning, and welcome to our morning prayer service for Wednesday, June the 17th. It is a blessing for me to be offering this time and this space where we can come before God and offer up all that weighs us down and all that lifts us up. Throughout this service, there'll be opportunities for you to join in responsively or to join in prayer with me as we come before God together. I invite you, if you are able, to create a space wherever you are to grab a candle as we seek to follow the light of Christ through this time. And so, we greet this day first by greeting this light. A light that reminds us of so much, of the power that light has over darkness, of the presence of Christ in our lives, and of the movement of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost and in our everyday. May we burn with the light, with the holy light, as we move through this time of prayer. May we be led by the light of Christ every step of the way. I invite you to join me now as we read together responsively Psalm 25. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, in you I trust. Do not let me be put to shame. Do not let my enemies exult over me. Do not let those who wait for you be put to shame. Let them be ashamed who are wantonly treacherous. Make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me, for you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all day long. As we are reminded in Psalm 25 of our relationship with God and how much we yearn for God and how much God yearns for us, let us let the music flow over us. As we think of the many ways in which we have sought God and the times where we have found God in our lives. The words of that tune are, nothing can trouble, nothing can frighten. Those who fear God will never go wanting. And it ends with, God alone fills us. So let us empty ourselves of our brokenness as we seek to be made whole by God. Let us offer together our prayer of confession. Sometimes the Holy Spirit is a hard thing to follow. It calls us into uncomfortable places, asks us to do things we're not always ready for. Yet you, O God, have placed that path at our feet. You call us to the places where you are already at work and invite us to be partners in your new creation. Forgive us when we hesitate to follow your Spirit. Forgive us when we ignore you completely and go our own way. Inspire us with your word. Kindle again in our hearts flames of passion for following you. We ask this and all things in the strong name of our brother and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The assurance of God's love is that God never gives up on us. In Christ, we were shown a way to walk, and in the Spirit, we are given a guide. Every day, we are offered a chance to walk in a new way. Thanks be to God. Our reading for today is found in the book of Job, and we begin in chapter 14. For there is hope for a tree, if it is cut down, that it will sprout again, and that its shoots will not cease. Though its roots grow old in the earth, and its stump dies in the ground, yet at the scent of water it will bud and put forth branches like a young plant. But mortals die and are laid low. Humans expire, and where are they? As waters fail from a lake, and a river wastes away and dries up, so mortals lie down and do not rise again. Until the heavens are no more, they will not awake or be roused out of their sleep. Oh, that you would hide me in Sheol, that you would conceal me until your wrath is past, that you would appoint me a set time and remember me. If mortals die, will they live again? All the days of my service I would wait until my release should come. You would call, and I would answer you. You would long for the work of your hands. Oh, that my words were written down! Oh, that they were inscribed in a book! Oh, that with an iron pen and with lead they were engraved on a rock forever! For I know that my Redeemer lives, and that at the last he will stand upon the earth, and after my skin has been thus destroyed, then in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see on my side, and my eyes shall behold, and not another. My heart faints within me. These words from Job chapters 14 and 19 remind us of the deep faith and hopeful nature of Job. He spends much of the verses in chapter 14 wondering at what might yet come for a human being when they die, what the afterlife might look like. He likens us to a tree that dies and sprouts again, but then he loses hope because he does not see human beings in that way. He then likens us to the waters of the earth, the lakes and rivers that fail never to rise again. And yet still, even in his attempts to grasp at what might yet be, he proclaims, "For I know my Redeemer lives." Even when he cannot grasp at what might be, he knows that God waits for him. As Christians, we find our hope in Christ, in the one who walked among us, in the one who dies for us, in the one who rises with us. So let us reflect on the words of Job and on our own lives and our own struggles as we seek to find God's embrace. As we breathe deep of your Holy Spirit this day, O God, we release to you our burdens, our worries, and our stresses. As we take in the beauty of creation, we lift high our prayers of thanks and praise. Hear all that we have to offer to you in word and in silence this day. We first pray for this world, for creation itself. There is so much anger and hate. And so we pray, O God, that you bring your peace and your love to this world. Guide the leaders of our nations and fill them with your wisdom and compassion. Encourage them to put the care of the people ahead of economic gain as we continue through this pandemic. Bring healing, O God, to those places near and far where racism and prejudice create rifts and wounds. Guide us to greater unity in you. For the world, we pray this day and lift the prayers of our hearts to you in the silence of this moment. As we draw our focus closer to home, we pray, O God, for our community of faith, for St. Paul's United Church. We thank you for the ways that you have guided us to support one another, to offer care, to share love through this time. Continue to walk with us through these strange and difficult times. Help us to remember that no matter where we are or how we gather, so long as we do so in your name, we are the church. We pray for our kindred in this congregation who have struggled with illness throughout this time of pandemic, in hospital and unable to see family as often as they would like. We also pray for those who have suffered a loss during this time, putting the process of grieving on hold as we wait for things to get back to some level of normal. Hear us, O God, as we pray for one another, as we hold one another through this time. Lastly, we pray for ourselves. We need your guidance as we strive to be agents of healing and care in a world that needs both. We also need your strength so that we might support one another through these difficult times. We also need your grace because we stumble, we trip, and sometimes we just go the wrong way altogether. And so we need your grace, your mercy and your forgiveness as we swallow our pride and find our way back to you. We ask for these things and so much more as we strive to follow you. Hear the silent prayers of our hearts as we lift them to you in this moment. These are the prayers of your people, O God. Prayers spoken and unspoken, we bind them together as we offer the prayer that Christ taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. If you did light a candle in the space that you are in today, I invite you to blow it out and offer this prayer for guidance with me. Though the light of this candle goes out, your light, O Christ, continues to shine on in us. Send the Holy Spirit to guide us as we make our way through our day, through our week, our lives. We ask this and all things in your name, O Christ, our light and our way. Amen. Now go. Go with the love of God in your hearts, with the peace of Christ in your hands, and with the power of the Holy Spirit at your backs, to be driven to those places where God is already at work and in need of your gifts. Amen.